Blackstone Audio presents Dust and Shadow by Lindsay Fay. An account of the Ripper killings by Dr. John H. Watson. At first, it seemed the Ripper affair had scarred my friend Sherlock Holmes as badly as it had the City of London itself. I would encounter him at the end of his night-long vigils, lying upon the sofa with his violin at his feet, and his hypodermic syringe fallen from long, listless fingers, neither anodyne having banished the spectre of the man we had pursued for over 2 months. I fought as best I could for his health, but as a fellow sufferer I could do but little to dispel his horror at what had occurred, his petrifying fear that somehow, in some inhuman feat of genius, he could have done more than he did. At length, though never for publication, I determined that in the interests of my own peace of mind, I should write the matter down. I think only in my struggle to record the Reichenbach Falls business have I borne so heavy a weight as I laid pen against paper. They were evil days for me, and Holmes more than once, up and about as the cases flooded in with more force than he could practically avoid, leaned against my desk and remarked, "Come, see about the Tarlington matter with me. You needn't write this, my dear fellow. The world has already forgotten him, you know. One day we shall too." However, as was very seldom the case, Sherlock Holmes was mistaken. The world did not forget him. It has not forgotten him to this very day. And it is a brave lad indeed who does not experience a chilling of the blood when an elder sibling invokes the frightful phantom of Jack the Ripper. I finished the chronicle as much as possible in that measured, biographical tone which had become my habit.